Rethinking kidney transplantation in older adults. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. Thousands of older adults with end-stage renal disease are not getting transplants because of regressive attitudes towards transplantation in older adults. At least that is what researchers at Johns Hopkins have found. Dr. Dori Segev and his research team constructed a statistical model for predicting how well older adults would be expected to do after kidney transplantation. The model takes into account age, smoking, diabetes, and 16 other health-related variables. Using these data to define an excellent candidate, the information was applied to every person 65 and older on dialysis during a 7-year study period. The researchers found that between 1999 and 2006, roughly 9,000 adults over 65 would have been excellent transplant candidates, and approximately 40,000 more older adults would have been good candidates for new kidneys. However, none were given the chance. Dr. Segev says doctors routinely tell their older patients that they are not good candidates for kidney transplantation, but he says many of them are if they are carefully selected. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.